This is University Radio Nottingham.
So, Yen Lu, tell us a little bit about why you're running for Activities Officer.
I would like to create a better communication community for our university students by communicating and collaborating with all our societies, student surveys, volunteer teams, and campaign groups. By connecting people with a similar interest, I want to help every student develop their individual development and enhance their experience in our university.
Absolutely. And tell us a little bit about your manifesto for people who might not have read it.
In my manifesto, I thought that I want to make sure the union events and the societies are engaging and accessible for students. For example, I can find a lot of information from our SU website about student societies and the official society. The social media accounts of SU is also kept up to date with relevant information and follows up. I think it's very good. But as I say, many my classmates, especially Chinese students, they hardly involved in SU activities. So I want to develop this part.
Absolutely. And you said that you were quite heavily involved in the badminton club and the outreach club. So tell us a little bit about both of them and what it was like being part of them.
Okay. When I was an undergraduate student, for the badminton club, I always took part in some activities regularly about once or twice a week, and sometimes we as a delegate of our school to join in some match or competition, but I didn't involved in some organized work of badminton club, but I have some work in the outreach club. For example, I always my work is to talk about some business and get some funding from them to support our student activities.
Absolutely. And you said that within your plan, I'm just quoting it here, you said ensure that student activities, clubs, societies and their associated funding and facilities, as well as the volunteering service, are effectively represented in UON decision making. Could you just tell us a little bit more about that and why that's so important to you?
Because I think our school should be an inclusive, diversity and integrity. Let everyone involved in can help us feel like get together.
Mm-hmm.
I think every student's voice should be heard in our community. It's very important. Yeah, because we need to help everyone individual development, not just some of students.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us a little bit about why you wanted to run for activities specifically, because obviously there's quite a lot of roles that one can run for, like community, liberation. But yeah, what stood out with activities for you, and what made you want to run for activities specifically?
I want to apply to activity officer because I have some experience about this role. I think when I was a undergraduate student, to be honest, I I was hesitant to elect myself as an activity officer officer, but at the last, I chose elected myself as the activity officer because I really like the University of Nottingham, and I want to serve our students and also want to pursue something I'm interested in. That's the reason that I want to apply for activity officer.
Yeah, great. No, that's a really good point. And you've said at the end of your plan that you said that the you found that the percentage of international students in your school is very high, but not many people are involved in extracurricular activities. How would you go about changing that if you were to become activities officer?
Well, if I elected successful, I want to do more promotion by using some Chinese social media to get Chinese people involved in, and also organize some activities for international students. Of course, it's not means that only international students or Chinese students can join in. Every student can join in. Just have some specific theme about some countries.
You mentioned social media there. How important is social media, not only in running your campaign, but how much will you use it if you become activities officer?
Pardon,
How important is social media to you and using social media to convey your message as a potential activities officer?
I think social media is such a great way and effective tool to pass on information. But I prefer to communication in person, because I think when you communicate with other in person, you can see the smile, someone's smile, or like this in the hey or her face. But I think social media is also such a great way to do your promotion, because it can pass by very quickly.
This is University Radio Nottingham.